Good, Baruch Rabosei, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Mem Ches. We're holding here on the bottom of Kuf Mem Zayin of a base. We were at the two dots, yeah, there are a lot of them, but the two dots, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9 lines up, Aval Lo Megarin. We had said in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to scrape a person's skin, you're not allowed to scrape off your skin if that was some sort of healing properties or whatever it was. Tamar Rabbanan. We learned in a brisa, in Gorin b'megureris b'shabes, you can't use one of these kalim, I guess they use for scraping. Rishim Gamliel Omer im hayu raglav miluchlagos batit, right? Uvetzoa, but let's say your legs were dirty, right? And you want to scrape off the mud or the feces, the excrement. So then Gorin kedarko ve'eno choshes, there's no concern. You can clean yourself off. And again, it was what's it called? I mean, there's no issue of uvta the chol here. Just to clean yourself off, totally fine. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda avdalei ime megarasa de kaspa. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda's mother made him a silver scraper just to avoid any uvta the chol issues. And again, that's an inyan that people have nowadays. Special this for Shabbos, special that for Shabbos. In terms of this, this was a kli that was special for Shabbos. The malacha, the action itself with the kli, wasn't actually usher. But once you stop using the weekday one and use the Shabbos one, so then there was no issues of the dechol. Okay, we had said the Mishnah Ein Yordan, Ein Yordan the Kodima, that's the name of a river. Right, it's my time, what's the reason? So Mishum Pika, what's that? So Rashi says Tit Shaloso Nahar, the mud around that river, Machlik, was very slippery. Big day, ha'adam nishurin b'mayim. A person could fall in and get all wet. Shunofel, when he falls, we also lead schita, and there's an issue of schita. Apparently, it's very common to get your clothes all soaked, so stay away from that river. Vein osin apik tvizin v'shabbos. You can't take this medicine that would cause you to puke, and people would eat. It'd be often people would eat a lot, they would throw themselves up, they could eat more food. Amar Rabba Barachan Av Yochanan, lo shanu ela besam. It's only if it has some sort of medicinal, right? Rashi says, dummy the refuah, right? It's some sort of therapeutic drink, something in the drink. I will be odd, but if you use your hand to make yourself throw up, right? Stick your finger and then throw up, so then that is mutter. But, Tanya Rabbi Nechemia Omer, af bechol azer, mishum hefte, mipne hefse ochlen, right? Maybe you were wondering, Rabbi Nechemia says it's even usher to do this during the weekday because, right, it's not healthy. Why would you, again, if the concern is simply just to eat more, that's gluttonous, that's not appropriate, right? It's a hefse ochlen. Why would you throw up the food you already ate just so you can ingest more? That is awesome. Vein ma'atzmin is a katan. You cannot rearrange, kind of set the bones of a baby. We'd say that in Shah. Again, we had mentioned, as we mentioned many, many times, if there's any issue of sakanas nefashos, or even as Ritva says, sakanas iver, if there's any issue that could lead to serious issues, so certainly we're mechal Shabbos. But here are the cases where you can just kind of set or make sure the baby's limbs are appropriated in the right place, right? You can wait until after Shabbos. There's no great danger here, so you shouldn't really do it on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Baruchan, Rabbi Yochanan, lefufe yenuka b'Shabbos shaper dami. Lefufe, Rashi says, k'mo she'osin l'katan she'isyashu eivarv lo yis'aken. That is kind of to wrap him up so that the baby doesn't move so much. To swaddle, I think the word is. So that is mutter. So Gemara, v'hanan t'na, didn't the Mishnah say, ein ma'atzvin? Right, not, that's why our Mishnah says you can't do this. The Gemara says, "Hasam b'chomrei shidra demechse kabona." There, the Mishnah is talking about where you're trying to set the spine. It looks like it's almost like bona, but here in the Brisa, so then it's something else, some other, the leg, the arm, whatever. Right, wrapping up the infant is not an issue whatsoever. And again, usually lamaisa, if you're dealing with the spine, so obviously there's serious issues. Again, here maybe if you could think of like some sort of chiropractory that's not it's not crucial that it gets done on Shabbos, so some sort of chiropractor type situation that would be us on Shabbos, that you should wait until after Shabbos. Okay, v'imachzir it's a shever, you can't set a bone. As we mentioned before, the Gemara says like this: Amar Rabbi Chana Bagdata Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Chana from Baghdad said, Shmuel, the halacha is actually machzirin as a shever. You should set the bone. And actually, if you look at Rashi, it's not that Shmuel argues on the Mishnah. His text of the Mishnah was that it's mutter, and certainly makes a lot of sense that you should. A broken bone is a big deal, and certainly the Mishnah, right? You can't imagine a scenario where a broken bone is not a big deal, and therefore the Mishnah says it's mudr for you to set it and take care of it right away. Rabbi Bar Rechana equal to Pumbedisa. Rabbi Bar Rechana came to Pumbedisa. Lo al pirkei Rabbi Yehuda. He didn't come to the shear of Rabbi Yehuda. So Shadre la'ada daila. So Rabbi Yehuda sent Ada, his servant, and Amalei said, Zil garbe, go steal his jacket, almost. Azil garbe brought his jacket, and Asa, and then therefore Rabbi Bechana came. And Ashkechei the Kadarish, and he found Rabbi Yehuda learning, teaching the halacha that in machzir and sashever, that you shouldn't set a bone on Shabbos. Amalei, he said, what are you talking about? Hachi amar Rav Chana bar Yehuda amar Shmuel, halacha machzir and sashever. Now the proper text of the Mishnah is that you should do it, you can do it, you can fix it. Rabbi Yehuda said to him, Chana didan, Vashmuel didan, v'lo shmili. What do you mean? Chana, both of those people live in Bavel and never learned this halacha. V'labedina garvasich. Right, it must, right? It's good that I grabbed your jacket and I made sure otherwise I wouldn't have learned this halacha. Right? I don't know if it's actually so necessarily mutter, right? Don't go around stealing stuff. Someone will come and find you. But when I say it was... He didn't mean it. I'm not sure what he meant. That's the truth. Not sure what he meant, but the Maisa, it was good. He said, he exclaimed afterwards that he was happy that he learned this halacha, because otherwise he would not have. Mi shenifrga yado, if someone's hand became dislocated, so the Mishnah said you can't put it in cold water. Rav Avya Hava Yosef Kemed Rav Yosef, Rav Avya was sitting in front of Rav Yosef, Shani Le Yode, and his hand was unfortunately dislocated. So I'm like, Hachi, can I do this to it? Mai, what's the halacha? Aser, he said it's Aser. But Hachi, what about this? Mai, is that mutter? Is it Aser? I'm like, Aser. So the Hachi, so while he was doing it, it's Itach Yode. So he ended up actually fixing his hand. Right? I guess he popped it back in by accident or whatever. So I'm like, Mai Tibaydacha. He said, what was the question? It's a at the end of the Mishnah says, Misha Nifka Yado Raglo Lo Yidar from Bitsone Nav Rochitz Gedarko from the Strafe and Strafe, right? The end of the Mishnah says you can't put it in cold water like a chila, but if you kind of wash yourself normally and do whatever you gotta do, and if it heals on its own, it heals on its own. So you seem to have done that pretty good. So what was your question? So Malay, Vlo Tanan, 1 second. We learned in Machzir Nisashever, right? The previous line of the Mishnah said you're not allowed to set a broken bone, and actually the correct text is that you are. So maybe I thought that this halacha was also not true. Meaning, just like we corrected the line before, maybe this halacha also needed correcting. So I'm like, Kula Machada Machisa Machtina. No, what do you mean? We grabbed the entire thing. Machisa is a shovel. Right? Did you really learn this entire? I think it was a shovel. What's a Machisa? Rashi says, Ariga Achaz Aragto. I take it back. Right? It's a weaving, some sort of. Clothing or whatever. Okay, meaning, did you grab it all together? Did you weave it in the same weaving? Did you weave it in the same clothing? We fixed one line of the Mishnah, but not necessarily, that doesn't necessarily apply to the whole Mishnah. All right, hechad itmar itmar, hechad lo itmar lo itmar. Whatever we corrected, but whatever we didn't, so then we didn't. Okay, hadron alachavis, and now we are zocheh to start the 23rd perek. In Shabbos, Shoal Adam Mechavero Kedai Yayin Ukedai Shemen. This parak primarily deals with business on Shabbos. Right? Usually it is Aser. Rashi elsewhere gives two reasons. Either, I think it's in, if I'm not mistaken, it's in Beitza. Rashi says either it's because of Mimso Heftzach of Dabar Davar, that the things that you do on Shabbos should be different than the things you do during the Chol. And that includes, business dealings. Another reason he brings is because it may come to Ksiva, and the Gemara here is going to bring that. He may come to write something down, and that's why we don't do business, right? Certainly a lot of business transactions involve contracts, etc., etc. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. Shoal Adam Mechavero Kedai Yayin V'Kedai Shemen, right? Even though business is Asur and Shabbos, a person is still allowed to borrow bottles of oil or wine, as long as he doesn't use the language of lend me these things, right? Because that sounds like some sort of Gemara will talk about it, but it sounds like some sort of contract or business. A woman can also ask for loaves of bread. Man, fine, come. And a woman is also allowed to borrow loaves of bread. And if for whatever reason the person borrowing does not trust that person, so you can leave your talis, your clothing, as you can leave some sort of clothing by him as some sort of mashkon, as some sort of collateral. And you can make the cheshbon, figure out all the tallies after Shabbos. So too, when Erev Pesach in Yerushalayim Shechayos b'Shabbos falls out on Shabbos like it does this year, Meheri Yabana Beis HaMikdash will have this issue. Maniach Taliso Eitzlo V'Notalos Pischo. Right? What are you going to do? You're going to buy a Korban Pesach from somebody. How are you going to pay him? So you leave the talis. And then you settle up afterwards. And then you may settle up with him after Yom Tov. Amalei Rava Bar of Chanan Labaye. Maishna Hashileni, Maishna Halaveni. What's this language of Halaveni? Right? As long as Mishnah had said, as long as you don't say, lend me these things. Why do you have to say, Shoel Adam? Why do you have to say, can I have that? Or instead of Halaveni, lend me this thing. What's the difference? Amalei Hashilini lo asi lemichtav. Halaveni asi lemichtav. Because the language seems to lend itself to its writing. Right? Hashilini seems it's not something you have to write down. Halaveni, a halva alone, that's ready. Okay, let's document this. Vakim into the chol zinin deboy lemimar le halaveni. And so too, this is the language people use during the week. Read that wrong. This is Akasha. V'akeven debechol zinden debay lemeimer halveini v'amar lehashileini v'kapad aleihu. Right. Sometimes people will say, "I want to do a loan, borrow stuff." But he says, "Hashileini, can I take this? Can you give this to me?" V'lokapad aleihu. Nobody cares. Right. People are not. It don't matter. The language doesn't matter. V'asil lemichtav. And you may come to write this down. So b'shamas nami. Asil lemichtav. So Amalei, and skip the parentheses. B'shavas kevin dashileni who desharu lo rabbanon halaveni lo sharulu min kura milsa v'lo asil lemechtav. Since the language of hashileni, they both mean let me borrow, but the halva is much more indicative of a loan, of a business transaction. Since this is the way Chazal said you should do it, so that's enough of a hecker to remind you, enough for of a way for you to remember not to write things down. Amalei Rabba Bar Chanan Amar La Abaye Michti. Let's see. Amar Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, "Call me the Yomtiv. Come to Efshar Lishnuye Meshninan. Anytime you do something on Yomtiv, in some sort of malacha, that's not it's not usher, normally that could be that whatever you're doing, anything you're doing on Yomtiv, if you can, you should try and change what you're doing." A little bit, as much as you can. So, honey, nashi, the Malayan chatzvayhu maya. When women draw water with their buckets, my time alo mishanin. Why don't they change what they're doing? So, again, this inu of changing just to make sure that you remember that it's yantiv and that even though it's mutter at the moment, right? You shouldn't. What's it called? You shouldn't come to be accustomed to doing malacha on either Yantar for Shabbos or whatever it is. So why don't the women who draw water on Shabbos, on Yantar rather, so why don't they kind of change what they do? Right? Just to remember, this is Yantar, right? It's doing a little bit different. So Mishum Delo Efshar. So then he answered him, because it's impossible. Heichi Levde, right? What were they supposed to do? Right, how would you change what they do? The Milan Bechatzur Rabba, if the women who come with a big bucket, Limlu Bechatzur Tura, Azuta, come with a smaller bucket, so I come Mefashu Behilucha, then they have to go, they make more trips. Right, that's not helpful, right? We're trying again to kind of reduce, or at least to keep the same level of Malacha, right? You're making them do more work. But if the women who come with small buckets, limlu bechatzva rabba, tell them to bring a big bucket, kamashu b'masweg. So now they have to struggle to carry a bigger item. Right? That doesn't make sense either. Nefush sudra, right? If you tell them to spread some sort of cloth over the bucket, so I say this chita, could be that it'll fall in and you may end up squeezing it out. Nichsei bin nichtama. If you tell them you should cover it with some sort of cover, Rashi says nichtama is a kisoi, a cover. So, zimna dim mifzak, maybe it'll fall off, yasi le mikterei, and you'll come and tie it tie it back on. Usually the covers were attached by a rope. So hilkachu afshar. Therefore, right, there's no point. It's impossible. It's not shaykh. So therefore, we're not going to make them change what they do. V'amar le Rav Bar Bar Chana Rala Baye Tanai. We learned in the Mishnah lo misafkin v'lo metafkin v'lo merachtin b'yomtiv. You can't do these three things on yomtiv. What is that? Rashi says misafkin is kaf al kaf. Can't clap. Meaning in avelus, meaning in sadness, meaning it's some way of mourning. Metafkin al alev is when we have that in Marikotin, when women used to beat their chests in a sign of mourning. And then merakdin is a little bit different. That's obviously on the other side, idach kisa. That's the other way. Lasimcha, right? We don't dance. We don't dance on Yom Tov. As Rashi says, over here, shemin yitakin klishir, because you may come to fix a musical instrument. Could be that is lamaisa, right? Again, it's shaykh to look into that halacha. Certainly, if you know how to fix a musical instrument, that might be shaykh. But yeah, they say we don't dance, we don't clap, we don't beat our chests. So Rabbi Bar Yochanan asked Abaye, one second, this is the halacha that you don't do these things, but we see people doing them, and nobody says anything to them. Right? So maybe it's mutter. Right? Maybe it's mutter. So he said back to him, Tameich, according to that logic, Hadam Arava, one second, we said earlier, right, about a week ago, Rava says, Lo leisiv inish apuma de lechia, a person shouldn't sit at the edge of a lechi, at the end of a mavui, right? The Dilma Migra le Chayfetz Rasi le Suye, because maybe he'll bring an item in and out of the Rishus Rabim and back into the mavui, right? V'haka chazina nami de mosvei chatzvei v'yasvina puma de mova avala amrina lu v'lo amidi. People sit at the edge of their mavuis all the time, and nobody says anything. Ella, rather, this is a klal in Tilchacha, which is important. Hanachli Yisrael mutav sheye. Hanachli Yisrael, leave Am Yisrael alone, because mutav sheye shogin v'alyum ezidim. Better for them to do it b'shogeg and not do it b'mezid. Meaning, what Abaye said to him is that sometimes people won't listen to you. Sometimes people will not be mekabel your musar. It's the fact that a person doesn't give tochacha about these items, even though you know the halacha, you know it's aser. But if you say something to someone, not always, you know, unfortunately people are hard-headed and they won't necessarily listen. So it's better for them to do it b'shogeg than for them to do it b'mezid. If you know someone's not going to listen to you, don't give them musar. Don't tell them it's aser. Sover minei. So he held also, so he thought that maybe, okay, these cases are Durabanan cases, but maybe Daraisa you still have to tell him. Velohi, and it's really not true. Loshna Bidurabanan, Veloshna Daraisa. It doesn't matter what the halacha is involved in. It doesn't matter if it's Durabanan, Durabaisa. It doesn't matter if it's Durabanan or if it's Daraisa. Tato Sevas Yom Kippurim Daraisa. Because you see, adding on a little bit to Yom Kippur, right? We start the fast early, we start the Isra Malacha early. We see people. People go and they eat up until nightfall, until sundown, and that's aser, right? Below, but nobody says anything to them. Well, again, this din applies midaraisa also. If you would tell them, apparently they wouldn't have stopped. So it's better for them to be shogeg and not to be mazed. Okay, so we said in the Mishnah, "V'chein isha mechaverta kikara." So a woman is also allowed to borrow. The kikara is loaves of bread, assuming she says halaveni. So Gemara says b'shabbos the aser, avah b'chol shabredami. But during the weekday, that is fine. So lema masnisen, meaning to use the language of halaveni. Lema masnisen the loke hillel. Maybe the Mishnah is not like hillel, the Tanan, like we learned in the Mishnah. V'chein haye hillel omer lo tilve isha kikara lechaverta ashite asena domin. A woman should not lend bread to her friend until she has figured out how much it actually is worth, because shema yukru chitim, because maybe wheat will become more valuable, more expensive. Benimzu basli de ribis, and it may come, it may end up at ribis. Meaning when you give back, you borrow, let's say, a loaf of bread that was 4 shekel, and then you gave it back, and it was worth 5 shekels. So you may come to come. Obviously, that's not ribis del reis, because there's no interest, but there's no intended interest, but it could be some perhaps derabanan aspect of interest. So the Gemara says, "No, afilu tema hilo could even be hilo shita because our Mishnah is ba'asher the kids damer." Right, simply that there is a fixed amount, a fixed price for the bread. Ha, ba'asher the lo kids damer. Right, and then where Hillel was saying that you can't just give a loaf for a loaf. is where the price of a loaf of bread may fluctuate. Then inomam, you know, if the lender does not trust the guy who is borrowing the item, so he can leave his clothing, the Mishnah said, then chesbon up after Shabbos. Itmar, we said, halvaz yomtiv. If you do a loan on Yom Tov, or Shabbos, really, Rabbi Yosef Amar lo nitna litava. You cannot go to court and claim it. Rabba Amar litva nitna litava. You can go to court and claim it. Meaning, as Rashi says, the Beis Din doesn't want to get involved. Right, not interested. You have to go to the person. You can't go to Beis Din. Rav Yosef Amar lo nitna litava. What's the reason? So Rav Yosef Amar lo nitna litava. You can't go to Beis Din to get your money back. The Amar's nitna litava, because if you said it was, asir mechtav. Right? If you could go to Beis Din, so you may come to write something down. And that's what we're trying to avoid. We're trying to avoid ksiva. Rav Amar nitna litava. The Amar's lo nitna litava. Right? Rav says you can go to court, because if you don't go to court, the lo yoyvay, they simply won't lend anything on Yontif. And the person will end up having less Simchas Yontif. So what's their lachas up to that? What does our Mishnah say? If you don't trust him, you can leave your cloak there. If you tell me that you can't claim it in court, that's why you have to leave a collateral. Right, and then you cheshbon up after Shabbos, right? Because you still have the lender still has the guy's cloak. But if you go claim it in Beis Din, so what do you have to give him the talis for? Right? Why don't you just give whatever he needs and forget the collateral? You go to Beis Din and say, listen, I borrowed, I lent my stuff to this guy. Because it could be that simply the guy won't lend him. Because he doesn't want to go to court. It's annoying, it's frustrating, it's a pain to go to Beis Din, etc., etc. Okay. Masif Rav Idi Baravin. Hashochet is a para v'chilka barosh Hashana. If you shech the cow and you give it out to your friends or to whoever you want on Rosh Hashanah, and Rashi says over here, as you'll see clearly, it's Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. The year after Shemitah, rather, right? And then the year after Shemitah, all loans are canceled. This is called Shemitah's Ksavim, and all loans are canceled. So let's say you shech the cow and you give it out on Rosh Hashanah. Im haya chodesh meuvar, if Elul was 30 days, yeah, meaning there. So we'll see in a second, but that means that the day you shechted the cow was Elul, the 30th of Elul. So then Mishamit, so the year then ends, and the loan is cancelled. But if not, Eno Mishamit. Then, if Elul was only 29 days, so then the loan, then the cow that you shechted and you gave out, so that happened on the 1st of Tishrei, and the year does not cancel. Just a little background, loans are cancelled according to Halacha after the Shemitah year, when the end of Elul turns into Tishrei. Now, back in the day, it used to be that they would keep, right, how would they make a decision as to when Rosh Chodesh was? So that they would have Edim, they would have witnesses, and come and say, I saw the new moon. Okay, and when they checked out, so then they would declare that day to be Rosh Chodesh. That is fine the rest of the year, but on Rosh Hashanah, when you have an Isra Malacha, when you have Yom Tif, so what do you do, right? It's the 30th of Elul, it could very well be Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, I think either in Beitzer or in Rosh Hashanah, I forget where, could very well be in Rosh Hashanah, that they used to keep the 30th day of Elul Kadosh regardless. Right? People used to start out assuming that it was Rosh Hashanah. So they would keep it in Yontif. So that's what we're saying over here, that if you shechted a cow and gave it out to your friends in Rosh Hashanah, if it turns out that day was the 30th of Elul, so then the loan that you, meaning that you lent them, quote unquote, you lent them these pieces of cow, and they were going to pay you back, but Lamai said it was a loan. So that loan is canceled when, you know, if it was, in fact, the 30th of Elul, so that loan is canceled. Okay. So now the Gemara says, now that we have that case down, the loan nitna litava, let's say that, again, a loan that you made on Yom Tov, you can't go to Beis Din to get it, so my Meshamet. So what do you mean a loan is canceled? Right? The only reason, the only time you would say a loan is canceled to impact your ability to collect it in court. right? What's the difference, right? If you can't get it in Beis Din, right? Who cares whether it was canceled by Shemitah? So where's the Shani Hasam? The blame also the Chol? No, because what happens is that what happens when you find out that was the 30th day of Elul? So turns out that was a weekday, right? That wasn't Yom Tov, right? Rosh Hashanah is the first and second day of Tishrei. So the Edim come, right? They kept the 30th day of Elul as Kadosh, and they could have a 3-day Yom Tov back in the day. They kept the 30th day of Elul Kadosh, but they find out at, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the Edim came and said, oh, you know what, tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. So that day was a weekday. So that's not a good proof at all, because the cow was distributed on a chol in the end. And therefore, Shemitah will cancel, and that's why you have to say that, because it's not subject to, it's not alone on Yom Tov at all. Tashma mi seifa, hold on, I'll bring you a proof from the seifa. Vimlav enu meshamed. If Elul was 29 days, so Shemitah does not cancel the loan. So Iyamers b'shalom nitzel litava, if you'll tell me that you can collect a loan, that you can go to Beis Din for a loan that was done on Yom Tov, so hayu d'gadani enu meshamed. That's why you need to tell me that Shemitah does not cancel the loan, and you can go to Beis Din. But if you hold that it doesn't, you can't collect it in court. So I in a mishamet. What do you have to tell me? It's not canceled, and you can't go to Beis Din anyway. So Gemara says the yariv le shakil, right? Because if the guy gives him money for it, then he can take it. Meaning in chenami, the debt is canceled. Meaning the loan is canceled. But when you say eno mishamet, it's not that that you can go to Beis Din and get it. It just means that if he happens to pay up, you can keep it, and then it's legally yours. So Gemara says Mikal de Reisha Iyayv Lo Shaka. What did you tell me that the opposite is true, that in Reisha you can't keep it? So Gemara says, well, Reisha in the first case, i.e., when Shemitah is Mishamet, when it was on the 30th day, Tzarech Lameimor Le Mishametani. Right there, you have to say Mishametani. Seifa, right? I mean, you have to say that I'm not collecting the debt. Right? Seifa, but in the second case, right? In the second case, you don't have to say that I'm mishamet, because it's not. Kids, it's not. Like we learned in the Mishnah, this Mishnah is in Shavuos. Hamach Yechov b'Shavuos. That makes sense. Yeah. If you return, if you want to return, Hamach is return, but if you want to repay a loan during Shemitah, Yomer lo mishametani, meaning right after Shemitah, specifically, really, because the loan is canceled after Shemitah. So let's say you want to repay a loan after Shemitah. Yomer lo mishametani, the guy who you owe money to should say, well, it's Shemitah, loan was canceled. Vemamer lo afal pikein, and if the guy says, no, even so, I still want to give you the money back, so then you compliment him, you can take it. Mishum shenemar, vizer dvar Shemitah. The pasuk says, this is the word of Shemitah, this is what you have to say. In Shemitah, and that's the halacha that we learned. So you see that that's what the Mishnah is talking about. That really, in a Mishamet, is talking about what you have to tell the guy, and not whether it halachically will cancel the loan. And that's according to the Mandamar, who says that Shemitah is in a Mishamet. That loan not nalitava, that you cannot claim it in court. So what does it mean? You know, mishamet, lo mishamet, mishamet. It just means that the guy has to tell him yes or no whether the loan is relinquished, right? If it is, if he gives up on it. Okay. Rav Avia shakel mashkanta. Rav Avia would take a mashkon, a collateral for when he gave a loan on Yom Tov. Rav Bar Ula marim irume. He would pull it, Rabbi Bar Ulu would make it sort of like a trick. Rashi says, "La'achri yomtiv lo keach mimenu shum chayfetsu ma'akva." Right, he would kind of like take an item from the person who borrowed the stuff, right, to make sure that he would get his stuff back. It was like a little scheme, a little game, but apparently it was okay. Chayin erev Shabbos, erev Pesach. So too, the day when erev Shabbos falls out on Pesach. Keep on doing that. When erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So when you buy a korban Pesach, right, the Mishnah said that you can leave your clothing by the seller, then cheshbon up after Yom Tov. So Rabbi Yochanan makdish other pisco b'Shabbos v'chagigasu b'Yom Tov. A person can be mekadesh his korban Pesach. He can designate his korban Pesach on Shabbos, and also your korban chagiga. Right, korban chagiga was a korban that you would bring on the chag. Right, it's not surprisingly. On Yom Tov, you can designate these korbanos on Yom Tov. Neilam Misayele, well, why don't we prove that maybe our Mishnah proves Rabbi Yochanan's Jita? Chayin Erev Pesach Shvi Yishalayim Shchayos Peshavis Maniach Taliso Etzlo Benotalas Pescho Veosim Ocheshman Achar Yom Tov. Our Mishnah seems to be that you can buy
a Korban Pesach on Shabbos. Right, so it seems to prove that you can designate a Korban Pesach, right, like Rabbi Yochanan said, on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no. What's the case in our Mishnah? Right, we're talking about with someone else, right? You're hanging out, right? We know that Korban Pesach, right, often people would get into a chabura because you have to eat the entire korban before midnight. It's very hard to eat that yourself. So people would often join together to be in a chabura to eat the Korban Pesach. So the case is here where you're counting other people with yourself for the Korban Pesach. And it's already, korban is already in the kudosh. Right, so what we're talking about simply is that simply not that you're buying it straight up, being mekadesh it, but you're already just kind of like you're counting yourself in a chabura. Right, you can't do this on yantif. No, here the case is that these people have been doing a chabura for years. Right, just like we have, you know, certain people are kavua by Purim Suda. So back then, people would be kavua in a Korban Pesach chabura. So too, just when that's the case over here, and command the imni bay meikaradami. It's just like someone was considered to be included in the group before Shabbos. Right, so therefore, it's ki'ilu. Right, it was sold and bought prior to Shabbos, and it's not approved for Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. You can go to the shepherd you usually get your korban from, and give him his korban, and he can be makdish it. So it says straight up, he can be makdish it on Yom Tov and on Shabbos. So Hasanami says no, there too. Came in the Ragiletzlo, Kedushin Makdish Lame Kara, since he usually goes to the shepherds as if it's Makudesh from Erev Shabbos. I have a Makdish Katani. The Mishnah says straight up that he can be Makadishit. So Gemara says Hekdesh Ilui Midirabana. So that's referring to a Hekdesh Midirabana. That right, the actual Hekdesh or Makdish would happen before Shabbos, but that's Midirabana, some sort of like a little bit of extra. Rash says Milo ba Alma Shiyakdishu Bailin, just a little bit of an extra hekdish that I guess Chazal been talking or Chazal recognized, but really it had makdish before Shabbos. Rami Omer Rabbi Yochanan Achi, didn't Rabbi Yochanan really say that you can be makdish a korban on Yom Tov and Shabbos? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said Alach Kstam Mishnah. Right, we've had several times before. It's not lo makdishim lo marichim lo machrimin. Right, you can, and the Stam Mishnah says, you cannot be Makdish, you can't take an Erichin, you can't take an Erich vow, you can't do a Cherim, the same set something aside as Hefker, you can't do Trumas or Meisters, you can't do it on Yantav for Shabbos. So Akar Rabbi Yochanan say that you can be Makdish Korban Pesach on Shabbos, and Chagiga on Yantav, so Lakasha, Kan b'chovos shekavula enzman, kan b'chovos she'en kavula enzman. Yeah, when something has to be brought in a certain amount of time, so then okay, you can be makdish the korban, korban pesach, you gotta get it done, so you can be makdish it. But all these other things, you don't have to do them on Shabbos. So don't do them on Shabbos. There's certain issues here, maybe it's the matakin mana, maybe with the trumas or maestros, okay, either way, whatever the halachos are, if they're not time-bound, so then Rabbi Yochanan would say that you should refrain. Okay, shkoi kol rabosei, we'll go back there in the Hilchos tomorrow.